And we're going to learn more about what could be a dangerous sign for the U.S. economy. Prices are dipping on the junk bond market. And to talk about what this might mean, we turn to NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And just start, if you can, by reminding us what a bond is. This is like if I have some money and I'm willing to loan it to a company or to the government, they basically give me a bond, which is an IOU. They're going to pay me back.
That's right. They're going to pay you back with interest.
And a junk bond, what is that distinction?
Well, junk bonds, these are bonds that are sold by corporations with less than perfect credit. In order for these companies to borrow money from an investor like you, they would have to offer higher interest rates. And in exchange for taking, you know, a little more risk, investors get higher returns.
It's like loaning money to a friend who's not so reliable as other friends.
Right, if you're going to charge your friend higher interest because he's a deadbeat.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Now, the junk bond market has been a good place to invest in recent years, but that has changed. Junk bonds aren't getting the prices they used to, and the firms that invest in them are seeing a lot more redemptions. In other words, investors are coming in and saying, I want to pull my money out. And these funds have had trouble coming up with the cash in some cases to give everybody, you know, what they're owed. So in a few cases, they've had to close the funds or tell people, we can't give you your money back just yet.
And so why is that happening? Why are companies reaching a point where they can't pay people back?
Well, I think there are several explanations. One is that the junk bond market has been attractive in part because interest rates have been so low. Central banks like the Fed have been keeping rates near zero or even less than zero in some cases. So, you know, if an investor wanted to make a little more money, that investor would have to go into the bond market. As I said, it was riskier, but the returns were usually higher. Now, the Fed today is widely expected to start raising rates, and so suddenly junk bonds aren't quite as attractive as they were. And so all that money that was flowing into junk bonds has slowed. That's one factor. Another big factor is that there is just so much uncertainty about the global economy right now. Growth is slowing in a lot of places, and we've seen big drops in commodity prices, especially in oil and natural gas. And that makes people nervous about whether companies will be able to pay back what they owe, especially in the energy sector.
And so what could all of this mean for the broader economy?
Well, I think the junk bond market has sometimes been a kind of harbinger of broader troubles in the markets. I mean, it certainly was leading up to the subprime crisis. I mean, junk bonds started to fall at the end of 2007 before the subprime crisis really began to crest. But that hasn't always been the case. In other words, you know, sometimes we've seen drops in junk bonds that didn't really spread. People who follow this say you have to keep a couple of things in mind. Well, first of all, we haven't seen the kinds of excesses this time around that we saw in 2007. We haven't seen a lot of crazy leveraged borrowing. And also, right now, a lot of the troubles in the junk bond market have been contained to the oil and gas sectors, you know, because prices have fallen so much, we've seen a lot of energy companies in trouble. And now, the question is, you know, how much will this spread to other sectors? And that's what a lot of people are sort of watching and waiting to see.
The basic feel being that, I mean, this is one way you can kind of get a sense for what's happening in the economy, because you're talking about things like investor confidence, you're talking about things like whether companies have the money to pay people back, so it could be a troubling sign of things to come.
Yeah, but it isn't necessarily. I mean, more times than not, it has not led to a broader contagion effect in the economy, but sometimes it does.
Okay, NPR's Jim Zaroli talking to us about lower prices on the junk bond market and what that might mean for the economy. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.